Delighted to know you.
All right.
If you want to cut it short, it's a pleasure.
Okay. What else might you ask me? Purpose for any?
Just how are you?
Okay. If you have enjoyed visiting, enjoyed somebody's visit, you might say, come
again.
Okay. And what do you say when you meet someone during Christmas?
Merry Christmas. Okay. A Happy New Year.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody say in that light, Merry Christmas gift?
Oh, yes. That's until the last decade or two, that was a great game. The youngsters going from house to house in the community on Christmas morning, and the first they saw Christmas gear. That was an old family tradition.
Would that be something like trick or treat or something?
Exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Same thing, identity. And where I grew up in the deep south here, that was one of the that was greater than Halloween at that time. Now Halloween is far greater, but this Christmas gift was a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Do people usually give you a gift?
Oh, yeah. Well, for the youngsters, now that was basically youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got a few nuts, candy,
mm-hmm.
raisins, apples, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just about, you had about the same things. You summed it up exactly right. It was the same as trick or treat.
Oh, okay. What might you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say New Year's gift?
No, never heard that.
Okay. Anything you might say by way of appreciation, besides thank you, you might say how much.
Much obliged.
Okay.
But that's not used as much as it was a generation ago.
Mm-hmm.
You seldom hear that in our locale, much obliged.
Really?
But it was used extensively a generation ago.
Mm-hmm. Like by your parents?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. If you're not if you're not sure whether you'll have time or not, you say, I'll have time.
I doubt if I'll have time, or I may not have time.
Okay. But if you were just, if you weren't sure, whether you would or not, you might say,
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can go to town to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say they're going to go to town to do some trading?
Oh, yes. Then again, you're going back a generation ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was the farm. That was the typical farm lingo that you're using now. Rural lingo.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the store, do some trading. Yes, ma'am. My wife's father was a small town merchant. And that was the typical expression, mm-hmm. going to town to trade.
Okay.
All the customers are coming in to trade.
Was that trade, like a barter system, or was money?
Oh, money. Okay. But most of that was charge. It was the old advance system. They paid once a year, paid when the crops were gathered. But you're getting down to the, you're getting down to the landlord, tenant, or the,